You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When we talk baseball, it's brought to you by our good friends at WOW Internet TV and phone. They give us all of our baseball updates. And let's get a little baseball news from Chris Rose. You know him from MLB Network, NFL Network, BattleBots, Pride in Northeast Ohio, and he's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Okay. How are you guys?
Sir? We're okay.
Yep.
I mean, right. I hope that you guys have been apologize for not tuning in much over the last few days. I've been watching some other stuff. I hope there's been some really good conversation and gets people to act.
If you've ever tuned in at all when you're not on with us, I'm thankful. Thanks.
Got it.
Yeah, we've had some pretty good dialogue over the last couple of days, and kind of jumping a little bit. I think people want to talk a little bit about sports over the last couple of days too. So we've been trying to just balance what's out there in the real world and what's out there in the world that we like to put our heads into and just fantasize about actually being a major league athlete at some point. So, Chris, let me start with you here with Major League Baseball. Where are we with this thing? I mean, are we talking? Are we going to have a 50-game schedule, 114-game schedule? Where do you think we are on MLB return to play?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I put probably right around a week from today is not a, you know, a finishing spot. But, I mean, it's obviously if you're going to have an 82-game schedule, you got to get it wrapped up, I would say, by – you know, June 10th-ish, if you want to have some semblance of a spring training 2.0. You know, the negotiations, neither side knew they were going to look good if it was going on in the press. And then you put that on top of the pandemic, and then you put it on top of what is going on now. I would just implore both sides, just quietly negotiate, try not and have leaks. Certainly don't come out and say this and that behind the other side's back to the press. And hopefully we'll see you shortly. I mean, it really is. It's amazing that some of this stuff is getting out there and sides are being somewhat tone deaf to what's going on. I'll keep it
Chris,
at that.
What do you think is better for the game? Would it be better to play a shorter season and get it over and done with in a normal time frame, say, you know, like late October, early November? Or would it be better to extend things and maybe go into December and do some, you know, alternative things perhaps in playing at neutral sites for the series and playoffs?
Right. Well, I mean, I understand the owner side of things in terms of they want to get to the playoffs quicker, obviously because that's where the most television revenue is, and also, you know, fewer games, meaning you have to probably pay less to your players. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously I'm not privy to negotiations. I'm just kind of reading along with what everybody else is and talking to a few people here and there. But, you know, I don't know if there is there's not a best case scenario at this point, really, with any of our sports. There just isn't, because we're, you know, getting past the negotiations. Let's assume they do come, and it's kind of a large assumption at this point. Let's assume that the sides do come together in an agreement. Then we're battling something we don't know necessarily how it's going to take shape in a team sport. We just don't. Right now we've got, individual sports that are happening in this country. We do have, you know, soccer leagues overseas. I did just see that in Japanese baseball that an exhibition game was postponed because a couple players on a team tested positive for coronavirus. So, you know, there's not a perfect world. We're just, you know, you can't say, well, yeah, I love it that they're going to play 50 games, or I love it that they're going to play 82, or yeah, 114 sounds awesome, because the reality is we just don't know where we go from there.
You know, Jeff and I were just having a conversation too, and I'm just curious as we go back to the COVID conversation too, and give me a feel for California right now, because I think we're getting a feel for what Ohio's like right now. That it feels like, and this is towards the NFL, that if the NFL returns, that it feels like here, at least, that we could return with maybe even 25% of the stadium having fans in it. Do you get that feel where you are, from where you're sitting?
Not necessarily, because our numbers in particular in California are actually up. So
up as far as cases or deaths? Just curious.
I believe it's cases.
Okay.
I believe. Obviously, over the last several days, I haven't been paying as close attention to it.
Sure.
But I believe from the last time I talked to one of my friends that's in the medical profession, I think they had said that the numbers were up. And I had also heard that, hey, listen, if people go out and they're wearing masks, that's going to cut it down by a certain percentage. I'm sure that some of your listeners are saying, oh, the masks are BS and all that sort of stuff. Whatever. Listen, I'm going to wear a mask. I wear a mask when I'm out in public. You're not infringing my rights. You're not taking away my civil liberties. And if it's going to help somebody else or help somebody that I know, I'm doing it. And if that means that people are going to wear a mask when they're in a stadium, great. Let's go for it. And if the league comes out and says you have to, and if you don't want to, don't go to a game.
Sums it up pretty well, I think, Chris. I agree with you on that. You know, and if it helps to slow the spread of the thing, that's what you're supposed to do. And if
yeah, and like I said, because we all keep hearing different things, and people think they're you know, amateur epidemiologists now, based on one thing that they read here and there, or they say, well, it definitely doesn't help or whatever. If it might help, if I hear the word might help or words, then I'm in. Then I'm in. And if it means that you can go back to a stadium and enjoy the game, if they feel like it's safe enough for everybody, including yourself, go for it. Throw it on.
Chris, let me a couple other things I just want to talk to you about the NFL, because I'm just wondering, and Jeff and I talk about this all the time, that we're going back to old school restart of NFL, right? We'll see you when training camp starts. I give the Saints a lot of credit because they just jumped right out and said, okay, we'll see you when training camp starts.
Yep.
And maybe that's where they should have gone in the beginning. I look at it, clearly I think it's a disadvantage for teams with new head coaches and new quarterbacks and trying to get things going into play, but in some way we may learn that maybe there is a little bit too much off season when we get to the NFL. What are your thoughts on the restart of, or not even restart, that just the NFL, you know, missing this off season and then just going straight into training camp?
Yeah, well, I haven't gone back and done the study, but I believe the season was 2011 when there was a labor issue and they didn't have the off season and they went straight into training camp. So I'd have to look and see, like, which coaches were new and did their team struggle and all that stuff, whether quarterback changes here and there. Here's my point, is that we, in whatever facet of society we live in, you have a couple choices based on this pandemic situation. You can use it as a perfectly good excuse and say, well, you know, it sucks. My team didn't have the right time. We didn't have enough time together. Or you can say, screw it. We don't need it. Let's roll. We got guys that are talented enough and bright enough, and it's incumbent on you guys to get up to speed and be ready and be in the best shape possible, and we don't have time to sit here and babysit you in May and June. So by the end of July, you got to come ready to roll. and we're going to treat you like adults, and we expect you to turn around and say, yeah, I'm an adult. And so, you know, with the Saints, I do applaud them for taking the stance that they did. They are a team, and I think I've mentioned this to you before, that they're going to look virtually the same as they did when they lost to Minnesota in the playoff game. Like, they didn't make a ton of changes. I think they had 5 draft picks, which was tied for the fewest this year. They didn't lose a ton in the free agent market. They didn't gain a ton outside of Emmanuel Sanders. And they lost, I think, a defensive back or two. But, you know, they're a team that's got a quarterback and a coach that have been tied at the hip for more than 15 years. So they have a lot going for them. But the rest of the teams, suck it up and go, bro. Let's roll.
Going old school. And I like that. John Greco was on with us earlier, and he thought, Chris, from a veteran player standpoint, mm-hmm. they'd be just fine with it. You know, the camaraderie and building a little chemistry, yeah, he thought they'd miss that. But the players having a chance to just let their bodies get completely rested and not everything, mm-hmm. he was fine with it. And I would think most veteran players would feel the same way. And I don't think it would affect the quality of play. In fact, at all. I think it would be just fine.
Yeah, listen, it's not going to be like the replacement season of 1987 when for 3 games we had to watch whatever we watched on the field. That's not what's going to happen. By the way, it's most likely going to happen to every team. There's every team that's got young guys they're going to rely on for the most part, right? Might not be at right. quarterback, but it could be for Cleveland at a left tackle. It could be a new wide receiver who doesn't have the entire route tree down. It could be a safety who's really important on the defense and doesn't have all of his calls down and can't position everybody. So everybody's got something, I think.
Sounds good, my friend. I'm looking forward to talking to you next week, and hopefully we'll have more news on Major League Baseball and where we're getting
to. Yeah, no, I would listen, there's going to be something different, whether it's been a return of serve by somebody or 2 different proposals exchanged. I do hope that something, we have something more concrete that we can kind of sink our teeth into. And I apologize for dancing around those questions, but at this point,
well, no, we don't have answers. Yeah, I respect that. We respect.
Yeah, we
you,
just
Chris
don't.
Rose.
We don't have answers. So
I respect you, even if I fight with you. I still respect you.
Oh, I know that. I know that. Believe me, I know that.
Oh, for too long, my friend.
Why do right, I feel like I'm standing there watching a group hug?
No.
Yeah.
No,
well, yeah.
No, we're 6 feet apart.
Virtual
man.
Hug. Yeah. Virtual hug. Well, with our bellies,
with our bellies
the way they are, that's about virtual. As far apart as we're going to be anyway.
Chris, I refound the gym. I'm trying to.
Did,
maybe we should
really?
Do a little bet. Yeah. Are you happy where you're at right now, weight wise?
No, but I'm getting. I'm down 10 during this over the last month.
Well, that's nice. Good. I'll call you. I'm going to call you offline, and we're going to make a bet. How's that sound?
There we go.
Go make my wife throw up.
I'm doing the show from a treadmill as we speak, just so you know.
Oh, well, wow. It's a tremendous cardio shake.
Explains a lot.
Goodbye, Chris. We'll talk to you later.
Jeff was doing it from a Dunkin' Donuts. It's perfect. All right, guys.
Darn right I was.
Chris Rose, MLB Network. Thank you so much, NFL Network. Also, Pride of Northeast Ohio and super friend of the show. On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Also, we want to let you know that all of our baseball updates here on 92.3 The Fan, including talking to Chris Rose, brought to you by our good friends at WOW Internet, TV, and phone.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.